I'll bet that was quite a spectacle, man.
Yeah, we played some horrible pranks on each other over the years. I miss him. He was nuts. He's almost crazy as I am.
I talk about making jokes. We had a friend, Ted, and he would fall asleep all the time. We'd all be partying. We used to go to Ted and Ken's cousin's place in Rochester. He was down taking care of his dad. Long story there. Anyway, so we used to hang out, party, drink beer, smoke and everything, you know, listen to music and whatnot. And Ted would always fall asleep. So one time we come up with this idea. They put mustard on his glasses that he was wearing, and they set all the clocks way ahead and turned the television to it just like raster, you know. And we all hid except for his cousin that lived there, and he shook Ted and said, hey, wake up, man. You probably should go home now. What time is it? And actually, I think I messed up, and it was two different times. One time we pulled that, and he thought it was real late. He left, and he got home. He was pissed. He called back and reamed us all out for having played a prank on him. But another time, they put the mustard on his glasses, and he went to wake up and thought he was blind and started hollering and stuff. It was, like, hilarious, man. But we did have some fun at his expense. Boy, it was years back, you know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, most of my friends that we did stuff like that, most of them guys are dead.
Yeah, unfortunately, Ted passed away like a year ago, and less than 6 months later, his brother, Timothy, passed away, man. Ken, his older brother, he's a good friend of mine. I've known him since I was 12. Man, the poor guy, he's just like, last time I was visiting, he started crying, talking about the old days and stuff. You know, it was very tough on him, lose two brothers so quickly, you know.
We're here, Jeff and Charlene's. I gotta jump out and get some measurements for this wood. I gotta make this framework under the kitchen sink, and then I gotta pull these brakes for us way down, wheel bearings, and then we're gonna head down and get plumbing parts, and Jeep parts. So hopefully we can round everything up, get everything back together tonight, and then get that Jeep out of there.
Cool, man. All right, Mike. Good luck with everything. Catch you later. Have a good bottle of luck preparing all that stuff. 7-3, man. Talk to you later. KV8OOE, KEHEK.
7-3, I'll yell later on here and see if we can get at you. My dog just adores these people when we pulled in the driveway. It's funny. I can't believe she didn't come to the door, but he's screaming at the house. Ay, 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 ay! Because he knows him. And he's up the ramp looking at the door, trying to get in the house now. So I'm going to let him in there, let him raise a little cane in the house, and then I'm going to get these measurements, and hopefully I get something together to stabilize this thing. They got a wax ring leaking under the crap of these things. Got some plumbing to do, and then I got my front end parts to get off of this car, and then there's 123 variations of this braking system. I just can't wait to find out that we got the most expensive ones. I already ordered most of the parts, but it's still going to cost another $200. 7-3, KV8 always.